two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome in, Cougar Nation, to a new edition of Cougar Sports Saturday here on the Legacy Home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. We're talking BYU Sports every single Saturday here on the show, and it's always fun to get together and talk. Get that BYU fix in the offseason. If you want to be part of the show, feel free to follow us on social media at KSL Sports. You can also text us on the UCCU KSL text line 57500. We got a jam-packed show as always. We'll have Dave McCann coming up in hour number one. We'll also be discussing Danny Ainge news. Could he, you know, maybe an idea? Could he come back to BYU? We'll get on that. Also BYU football talk and a whole lot more. There's some gossip from these anonymous coaches about Kalani Sitake's program. What are they saying? We'll discuss a lot of that here today. So, Matt Biamonte, my co-host, how's your Saturday treating you, man?
It's been fine. I worked on some sprinklers this morning, so you got to do it early now that summer's here. But, man, it's been good to enjoy the warm weather again, Mitch. And one thing I love about summer, too, we're in the midst of the NBA playoffs, and we'll touch on that as well. But it just means that right around the corner is the stuff that I love, which is football, baby. BYU football, NFL football, all that stuff is right around the corner. But interesting enough, Mitch, we want to start things off today with some basketball news coming out of the NBA.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
Earlier in the week, there was a surprising report out of the NBA on the East Coast, and that was that the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics, a guy who's been with that organization for a long, long time, that being Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge stepped down. He will no longer be the president. And I thought it was very interesting, too, Mitch, that Brad Stevens, the former coach, would be stepping into that role. And now Danny Ainge is retired, and he's kind of out there. And at least for me, my immediate thought was Danny Ainge isn't that old. Like, Danny Ainge's working career is not over. What's his next step going to be? And I immediately had this thought, and I think you did, too. How can BYU get a hold of this guy in some capacity? Is he gonna take over as the athletic director? No, he's not. And he made it very clear, Mitch, on Boston radio earlier in the week, he doesn't want to be grinding day in and day out like he was before, but he still wants to do something. And I'm like, this is music by the ears, because this is a perfect situation for BYU. Bring this guy in. I don't know if you even give him a title. He's just associated, maybe a brand ambassador. I don't know. But then he helps with basketball-related things, and then he can help across the board. So I think the Celtics loss could be potentially a BYU gain.
I completely agree with you because I feel like, you know, Danny Ainge, he's only 62 years old. He turned 62 this past March. But you talk about a guy that's a legend. And I put up a piece on KSLSports.com, kind of a pitch that BYU needs to bring on Ainge as part of the university staff. And I said this because you think about it, Matt, we're experiencing, I don't think maybe fans and even, you know, to the media to a lesser extent, maybe realize the scope of college athletics is changing more than ever before. And it's happening right here and now where name, image, likeness is going to happen soon. You're seeing the transfer portal. That's just on a hold all-time highs in terms of players going to the portal. Players have more empowerment. And then also, in a couple of years, we could see the college football playoff expanded, and we could see conference realignment happen. And I would just love to see BYU have Danny Ainge on the staff because when I think of Ainge, I think of a feisty competitor. And on his after his basketball career, when he got to the front office with the Celtics, he was just an incredible negotiator. Like, that guy was always wheeling and dealing, acquiring assets, getting big-time players, making trades, just moving and shaking here. And I just feel like BYU would be well-served to have a guy like him when it came to maybe negotiating for conference realignment. Yeah. I don't know what realignment's going to look like in 2 or 3 years when these TV deals are expired, but I would just love to assemble a super team with Tom Homo, President Worthen, and have Danny Ainge in there to go in and help negotiate on behalf of BYU. That, to me, would be the value of having a guy like Danny Ainge, you know, potentially one day with BYU. So I would love to see him work in some capacity with the BYU athletic department or the university as a whole, because I just think he's kind of embodies what you want as a student athlete, a legend at BYU back in the day, and just a great member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He would be phenomenal to have at BYU.
This is what Danny Ainge said earlier this week, quote, "I want to work, but I don't want to do very much. So there's not that many people out there looking for somebody to hire to do very little." He's not wrong. However, that role you just described, that fits in perfectly
yes.
what he said. And I love that you bring up conference realignment. I know that's maybe a little bit of a sore subject for BYU fans, but I got news for BYU fans. Conference realignment will forever exist in college athletics. It's not a thing where, oh, it happened a decade ago, and maybe there's – it's going to happen every time the contract – the TV contracts. Right? When you're dealing with that much money, there's always going to be some moving and shaking. How can we make our product more appealing to bring in more money? That's the name of college athletics now. And to have someone like Danny Ainge, who you've already talked about his ability to negotiate, let's also talk about his connections, because this is a guy who has as well connected in sports as anybody that BYU has in terms of a connection to the BYU brand. And so you bring him in, And maybe he's someone who, obviously, he's not going to clock in every day, but if there's a coaching change, he helps have those conversations back-channeling with different possible candidates when it comes to conference realignment, when it comes to brand-related things. He's someone who sits at the table. You know, I think the perfect role for him, we talked about this in show prep, and I think it bears repeating, a couple years ago, and this became a mockery, I get it, but when Magic Johnson got pulled out of the Dodgers and out of his business thing to join the Lakers, it was not to be the VP of basketball operations. It was to just be a guy who sat at the table occasionally and talked about the big decisions. That's the role that I think Danny Ainge could fit in perfectly with BYU. You're not there every day. You're not there every week. But when we have these big conversations, you're a part of that conversation.
And also, too, I think a guy like Danny Ainge, if someone's considering donating a ton of money, hey, go golfing with Danny Ainge. Go to East Bay. Go to the country clubs down in Utah County. Like, let the man golf. Pull out Zach Blair. Like, bring all the BYU greats and go golfing with him. I just think that he embodies to me what BYU sports is all about. And just, like, both great on the court, off the court, successful, great family man. Like, yep. He's just kind of like the perfect ambassador to BYU, in my opinion, and he was elite. Like, he was a head coach in the NBA. He was a really good NBA player. I mean, the guy played, what, for 12, 13 years? You hear Kenny the Jet Smith on TNT a couple nights ago saying, man, I loved having Danny Ainge as a teammate when I was in Sacramento for a year, one of my favorite teammates ever. That guy played with Akeem Olajuwon. He played some greats during his NBA career, and Danny Ainge was one of his favorite teammates he's ever had. So I just think that having someone like Ainge would be huge because realignment's going to eventually come. And I always think back to when BYU was in the mix for the Big 12 in the early, like, 2011 range. There was that talk that, you know, BYU could potentially go to the Big 12, but TCU ultimately got in. And a lot of that was due to just a relationship. Like, I remember there was reports out there that TCU literally struck a deal with Texas's president and Oklahoma's president over, like, a dinner, like, at a bar. Like, it was just simply connecting and having a relationship and networking, and that was it. Like, that was ultimately what got TCU in over BYU, who had a much better body of work, was out of the state of Texas, would have gave you a new demographic, a new footprint, and I think would have had a ton of success in the Big 12, but, you know, ultimately it is what it is. But you got to, like, for BYU, they always have to be preparing for the next potential move with realignment. I know that independence is nice, and I think fans have gotten used to it, and they enjoy it, but you always have to be planning for that potential next domino to drop in college sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, Mitch, too, I think that there's actually going to be some suitors for services, which is why BYU's got to be proactive now. It can't be a situation where Danny calls them saying, I'm bored, you know, what can I do to help you guys? They need to go out and say, hey, are you interested in doing this? We need you to be this type of person that we've described in this segment. I think he would jump at it. I just think it's a perfect situation where he doesn't have to work that much and you don't have to rely on him, but when you need him most, he's available. That's exactly what BYU has been missing, because we know that they have a great athletic director. Tom Holmoe has been fantastic. They've got great coaches for all their sports. I can't think of a weakness on any I'm not just talking football and basketball. We're talking volleyball, soccer, baseball, softball. I think they have great leadership at all those positions. They're just missing that big piece at the top who can move things that these other people can't do. It's just Tom Holmoe has great relationships amongst college athletic directors, but he doesn't have the clout that someone like a Danny Ainge would, a Steve Young would, those type of guys. And Danny Ainge is the one that fits the bill, and so I hope that BYU can find a way to make that happen, because that's their best – honestly, this is their best chance to get into a Power 5 conference. Danny Ainge sitting at a table saying, this is what we can provide. And it's just got to happen, man. It's got to happen.
Yeah, it would be great to see. And there's a little bit of a precedent, too. I mean, back in 2001, when Lavelle retired from his post as the head coach at BYU, he was named a special advisor to the president. Like, create a role, create a unique title, make it like 15 words, like the equipment staff guy down at BYU. He's got the director of equipment and player experience. Like, make it something wordy that's going to look great on the LinkedIn account. Make it all look glamorous. But having Danny Ainge at BYU would be fantastic. There has been reports that maybe he could potentially team up with Ryan Smith and the Utah Jazz. Who knows? Like, they already got Dennis Lindsay. And the Jazz, of course, we'll talk about them a little bit, too, as they're getting ready for their second round. They advanced. They're waiting on either the Clippers or the Mavs as that series is going to seven rounds. But we're, of course, talking BYU sports all the time here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll get to some of your texts and also discuss more on Danny Ainge here. Coming up, it's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.